Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We just got the best text in. Somebody heard David's news report about the pickleball, and he said, the text comes in and says, I never bought a minivan when I was young, and I'm not playing pickleball now that I'm old. I love it. That's so funny. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. She joins us every Thursday at this time to preview what's in the paper. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Well, I just want to say, don't knock a minivan or a pickleball until you try it.
Oh, no, same. I mean, I've loved our minivans. We only had two, but, you know, I've loved both of them. They're very, very, very useful.
They're not sexy,
but they are convenient.
Until she mentioned it. Lisa Newell mentioned it, like, the first time I was here.
It's a very loud outdoor sport.
Thanks, Lisa.
So, Taste of Gulf Breeze tomorrow night, right?
That's right. Completely sold out.
Ooh.
So exciting. Yeah, this is a wonderful because... It used to be a long time ago, the Expo, Gulf Breeze Expo, and then they decided to add this Friday night event. Well, the Friday night event has gotten so popular that they don't even do Expo anymore. Everybody comes out for this Taste of Gulf Breeze where you get an opportunity to sample appetizers, desserts, entrees, and alcohol from different vendors, and there's also some community people there as well. And you just pay
somebody
one
from
time,
news radio is going to be there. You know, I don't know. Some dude who does a morning show is going to be there. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. Who wants to see
that? Oh, wow. Well, it is a 21 and over. So make sure that you get a sitter if you're going to come. But yeah, it's a really nice event. And it's one of the biggest fundraisers for the Gulf Breeze Area Chamber of Commerce. So we're all looking forward to that. And we're supposed to have great weather.
Yeah, no, that's my favorite. I'm hoping the cold front stays off till afterwards. And I think it will. We also have one coming up. And I'm just going to ask you this. Halloween? Tell me this is about gardening.
I'm so happy.
It's about gardening, though, right?
Halloween. I have to say, when I first heard it, I was like, what in the world? No, actually, Halloween is about weeds. It is about weeds because there is an invasive weed that is growing on Pensacola Beach called Vitex. It's really pretty, but it's very invasive and it's very dangerous. So they are going to host the U.S./IFAS, they're going to host four different events so that people can come out and have a great day pulling weeds.
I'm just glad it's not a CBD event. I mean, that honestly, that just makes me happy because I was a little worried.
Well, anytime you hear weed, that's what you think,
right? That's right. That's become the new thing. We also had somebody jump off the bridge. Is that right?
Unfortunately, yes. And this is not the first time. But, you know, the bridge is beautiful. It is very high. I don't know exactly how high it is, but it's much higher, at least 15 feet higher than the previous one. So it happened on Saturday night around 7 p.m. An Uber driver picked up a man on the beach and was transporting him to Pensacola, and the man was inebriated, and he said, pull over, I need to throw up. So he pulled over at the top of the bridge or near the top of the bridge, and the man got out and went over the railing, and then jumped intentionally. He said he didn't fall, he jumped. Well, so the fireboat, Gulf Breeze Fire, responded. They found the man, took him to the hospital. Unfortunately, he did pass away.
What a horrible story. Man,
horrible.
I mean, when you look at this beautiful new bridge, the rest of us don't think of that, but man, when did this happen?
No. Saturday night around 7 o'clock on September the 30th.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
You guys...
I know. What a tragedy.
I know. Wow. Anyway, you guys also have a story about the athletic field, which is a gorgeous athletic field right there by the library and on the west side of the drive and north of the other baseball fields and stuff. It's beautiful.
It is a wonderful turf field, and it is absolutely gorgeous. When it was completed, it was after last year, it was completed after the Gulf Breeze Sports Association had already started their football season and they were playing at the Gulf Breeze high school field. One of the reasons they haven't started playing there this year is they said there's just not enough parking. So the city has been working on getting new parking, but They're also a little bit miffed that, you know, they don't really know how what the parking demands are because Belfry Sports Association is not using this beautiful field.
Oh, yeah.
So right now they have not come to a decision on whether or not to add parking or to wait. So it will come up at a later meeting.
Yeah, we're not sure how much parking to put because nobody's using it, but nobody's using it because there's not enough parking. It's a catch-22. Yeah, no, that's
right.
I can see how
it's
that's
sort
a
of a catch-22. Yeah, but it is gorgeous. It is so pretty. And there have been some semi-professional lacrosse players, teams playing there, and some other people are playing there, but so far Gulfway Sports Association has not played there.
You have Breeze of Ween coming up a week from Friday. That's Friday the 13th. You've got a story, and you got a story about that. You got a story about an author and a book club. You got the 50th anniversary of the Gulf Breeze Rotary. And also the football rivalry week on this. The Gulf Breeze News has so much stuff in every single week. That's just great. Lisa Newell is the publisher.
And fireworks Friday night, too.
Oh, yeah. This Friday or a week?
Oh, this Friday, tomorrow night. It's going to be at the Catholic game. Gulf Breeze High versus Catholic Crusaders. Friday, October 6th, 7:30 p.m., Dolphin Stadium, and there will be fireworks that are sponsored by Coon Realty, Sims Orthodontics, and the Brothers Group.
Oh, very
cool.
Yeah,
so that should be great.
What a great note. Yeah. No, that's wonderful. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News, comes out every Thursday, joins us for a little bit on the show to preview the paper. Lisa, as always, thank you for the time, and thanks so much. In fact, I think we're going to see you tomorrow. Is that right? You're in for the wrap?
I'm in for the wrap in the morning.
Outstanding.
Hey, Craig Heinzman says hello.
Oh, I told her.
Okay.
Thank you.
I know. I love Craig.
Yeah,
so nice. And then I'll see you at the Chase for Gulf Breeze.
Yeah, no. Yes. Lisa, thank you so much. And I'm going to see you tomorrow morning in person and then tomorrow night at the Taste of Gulf Breeze. So thanks so much for the update. I appreciate it.
That's right. All right. Thank you so much. Y'all have a great day. And I hope to see you in the breeze.
You bet. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Taking a look around, there's a few things that you want to watch out for. Thank you so much for texting in, too. You can always text in your traffic tips at 437-1620. I'm going through the text, making sure that everything. I just traveled I-10 westbound across 29 nearing the state line. No slowdowns either direction. And thank you so much for texting that in. Looks like I-10 east and westbound is flowing smoothly in both directions from Milton into Pace into Pensacola. Same with 90. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you can let us know. 437-1620 if you have a traffic tip. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So one of our relatively, I'd have to say at this point, new advertisers on the program is ProHealth Florida. And they are a locally owned, female owned company for more than 35 years. 7 locations delivering healthcare services to folks. Best of the Bay, best of the coast, best of Pensacola, kind of every year sort of thing. They've got locations in Santa Rosa Beach, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, Pensacola on Summit Boulevard, and Pensacola on College Parkway. And did I say Gulf Breeze? Yeah, Gulf Breeze next to the Whataburger. And what they offer is primary care and urgent care, walk-in, 8 to 4, Monday through Friday, and then also 8 to 1 at the Pensacola location by the Sam's Club on the weekend. And so you can do lab work, you can get, obviously, health care, occupational health screenings, weight loss, anything like that. But they're a good alternative if you don't have health insurance, because they actually have a medical membership plan, the ProHealth Medical Membership Plan, $45 a month, unlimited primary care visits, zero copay, Teladoc 24/7, physical, flu shot, annually, discount on lab work, and it's a really good deal. So if that might be of interest to you, either stop in or check them out online at ProHealthFL.com.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at @PColaParks. It's time to get out and play.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic? Go to ProHealth. Post-accident physical to access your PIP money? Go to ProHealth. Drug test, DNA testing? Go to ProHealthFL.com. Affordable lab work or primary care? Go to ProHealth. An affordable Ozempic medical weight loss program? ProHealth is your answer. Does your child need a camp or a sports physical? Only $40 at ProHealth. ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment. Just walk right in one of their 7 locations. Also at ProHealthFL.com.
Rumors of Fleetwood Mac, the world's finest tribute to Fleetwood Mac, returns to the stage in 2023. A brand new show celebrating the very best of Fleetwood Mac. A unique opportunity for fans both old and new to rediscover the songs and performances that have ensured Fleetwood Mac's place as one of the most loved groups of all time. Personally endorsed by Fleetwood Mac founding member Mick Fleetwood. Live at Pensacola Sanger Theater on November 22nd. The ultimate tribute to Fleetwood Mac. Tickets are on sale now from Ticketmaster.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Tomorrow at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
More news, more talk with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
That screaming. A good many dramatic situations begin with screaming.
Say you will, say you won't, make up your mind tonight. Say you do, say you don't.
Candy, do you watch the Super Bowl typically?
Yes, I watch it for the football,
or for the ads, or for both. The halftime show.
My husband hates football, so I wait for him to take his nap, and I watch it.
All right, fair enough.
I know, but yes, I watch it for both.
I would rather just watch it, but I'm always watching show prepping at the same time because
sure.
You know, I'm always cutting audio.
Yeah,
from
and you
want
to see the best ads,
and I
got
to evaluate the ads and all
sure.
that, so I don't get to just enjoy it like back in the day. But
everybody else takes a hangover day.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, I'd rather have eaten wings and drinking beer too. Anyway.
Yes.
So, do you remember the Monster.com ad from this is 1999 with the kids saying they want to grow up to be things that no kid would ever grow up to be? Here, I'll play it. You'll recognize it, I think, okay. When I play it for you.
When I grow up, I want to file all day.
Yes.
I want to claw my way up to middle management.
Be replaced on a whim.
I want to have a brown nose.
I want to be a yes man.
Yes woman.
Yes sir. Coming sir.
Anything for a raise, sir.
When I grow up,
I want to be underappreciated.
Be paid less for doing the same job.
I want to be forced into early retirement.
That hits home.
Oh, it is one of the best ads ever made because it's on point for the product. It's, yeah. You know, it makes the point brilliant. It's a great ad. Well, we have a new version. We have an updated version of the Monster.com ad.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. You're going to hate it, but you ready?
Yeah.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Oh. Like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
You know, things that no kid would ever say, right?
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
Oh, God, forget that you be polite to people.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
So, and then it comes by in the end, and I'm going to go ahead and give it to them because they did make the ad. I want to give credit where credit is due. It's a company called Red Balloon. I never heard of them before, but here's how they finish it.
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, redballoon.work.
Woke-free job board. So I don't know if they're playing this as against Monster or if they're just emulating for a different purpose, but somebody sent this to me, and I'm like, oh. So good.
Oh, I believe you think it is. Yeah, I know. It's just okay.
What are pronouns? 825 on News Radio 92.
Why does everybody care if it doesn't affect you?
Because it is affecting people. It's making them change the way they talk and afraid to say anything and have opinions. And oh, good. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
That'll do my woke traffic. Just kidding. 29 and Broad Street showing an accident this morning, but not showing a slowdown in that area. It looks like Softly Field Mobile Highway, that is cleared after an accident this morning. We do see an accident in Navarre at 98 right at the bridge in Navarre. It looks like the roadway could be blocked in that area. That is on Highway 98, certainly. And just a little slow, it looks like a couple of blockages, not... You'll be able to get through there. If you see an accident or a slowdown, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative local pronouns.
Pronoun. That's so weird.
That's such a weird commercial.
I somebody texted and said...
My face is red now. I'm mad.
Get forced into early retirement. That sounds awesome. I don't think you understand the point of that ad. 825 here on News Radio 92.3. If you,
about 1,000 people you can talk to.
Right, exactly. If you have an import, like a BMW, an import. I know somebody drove them crazy. Sorry about that. If you an import, a BMW, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Genesis Jaguar, an Audi, a Lexus. Listen, you might think, it's a very understandable thing to think, you've got to take that for service to the dealership. And, you know, if you bought it at like a Destin Porsche, well, you got to take it there. If you bought it in Mobile, you got to take it. No, you don't. You can get that service done, you know, at Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They take care of those cars all the time. You don't have to pay extra, don't have to take the drive, don't have to deal with the headache and the extra charge. I mean, all of that. They can take care of you. Gas engines, diesel engines, both. You might think a diesel engine is more of a specialty item, and it sort of is. I mean, it's a little different, but they can take care of those. And, of course, gas engines, domestics, whatever the case may be. If you've got a car, they can take care of it. And the philosophy is they want to see you routinely, you know, for the little stuff, the periodic, preventative, routine scheduled maintenance, so that you don't have to see them for the big catastrophic stuff. Because you know what happens? You put off the routine, and then you get the non-routine. And the non-routine is going to cost you a lot and be very inconvenient. So avoid that. Go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
The U.S. labor market has lost more workdays to strikes this year than any full year since 2000. The UAW strike heading into its 21st day, the actors' strike approaching its 85th day, and 75,000 healthcare workers at Kaiser Permanente Health Systems walked off the job this week. And in Las Vegas, culinary workers and bartenders' unions are looking at striking.
Well, I would object to one thing. I mean, you were saying that the actors is loss of work.
Well, that I guess that's subjective.
Sorry, go ahead, David. I appreciate entertainment, so I'm not complaining. Go ahead.
The man convicted of that mass shooting in a crowded Brooklyn subway train last year is going to learn his punishment at sentencing today. Prosecutors seeking life behind bars for 64-year-old Frank James. His defense team wants no more than 18 years. And North Korea has now reportedly shut down its reactor at its main nuclear complex, possibly to extract plutonium to make weapons. A South Korean news report said today that the spent fuel rods from the Yongbyon nuclear complex could be used to create nuclear weapons, which Kim Jong-un has vowed to increase production of.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. If you're 64 turning 65, you're going to transition over to Medicare, and it's going to be lovely. But the transition can make you feel a little bit apprehensive because you might be getting phone calls, you might be getting emails or letters kind of making you scared about, oh, make sure... It's really not that hard. And you might have, you know, you might have questions, a supplement, Advantage, Medicaid. What are these things? Do they apply to me? Prescription drug benefits, all that. I've got a friend, Ricky Stewart. She's Ricky Stewart Insurance. Very easy to remember. Look her up online or give her a call. I'll give you her cell phone number in just a second. She's been doing this for years. She's a good friend. I've known her as long as we've lived here. Her whole family does insurance. This is the part that she does. And I've had so many listeners say thank you, you know, for like going to her and getting their questions answered and just getting all of that solved. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance. 829 on News Radio 92.3. How did your national alert test go yesterday, Candy?
Oh, it was fine. I was in the car and it scared me.
Yeah.
I just had lunch, but I was like,
the alerts are always like jolting.
Yeah,
right?
And I knew it was happening. We talked about it all morning, but yeah I was like, what?
That's how it happened for me is I was in the kitchen cooking and the phone went crazy. And I'm like, oh, yeah, right. I remember. You know, and so that was it. No big deal.
I was listening to news radio and it went off on...
Markley Van Camp and Robbins?
Yes, and you could hear it. Like, they're like, oh, hey, oh, oh, oh. And then we played it, too.
Did they talk about it?
I don't think they did because they were on another topic, but you could hear it.
I would think you'd talk about it. You know, make a big deal.
I almost dropped fruit in my looms. It scared me, and I knew that it was happening. I was in my Jeep.
You shouldn't shop with your underwear. At the produce aisle. So, my favorite text or my favorite meme from yesterday was, and I saw this several different places. Somebody says, they got one of those like picture ones, on Facebook. A lot of wives just found their husband's second phone. Hashtag national alert test. That's nice.
Oh, yeah, my exes.
Because adultery is funny, right? 437-1620, 437-1620. Taste of Gulf Breeze comes up tomorrow night. It's also opening night for the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra is coming soon. So all kinds of cool stuff going on in our community. David Wayne will have your local news coming up next.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy lost his job under a rule he approved that just one member could call for a vote for removal. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan's running for speaker now and tells Fox,
if the conference wants that rule changed, if I'm speaker, I'm not going to go to Democrats to get that done. No way. We will have to decide as 222 Republicans, are we going to change that?
Louisiana Republican Steve Scalise has also publicly declared that he's a candidate for speaker. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is on a four-day trip to Mexico, Ecuador, and Colombia, telling migrants, don't come. You're being lied to about how easy it'll be.
I say to those who are pursuing the American dream, it should not turn into a nightmare.
Mayor Adams in Mexico City. The Biden administration, meantime, is waiving 26 federal laws to speed up border wall construction in South Texas, 17 miles in Starr County, after a record-breaking month and year of migrant encounters at the border. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is partly cloudy and 73 degrees in Pensacola. October's National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, NAS Whiting Field has now unveiled a special blue bench. It'll honor victims of domestic violence and sexual assault.
We are helping to show that there is not a stigma around being a victim of sexual assault. If you're victimized, then you've lost your liberty and you're injured and you struggle to then recover and share who you are with the world.
That is Milton Mayor Heather Lindsay, who talked with Channel 3. A ribbon-cutting ceremony did take place yesterday at the Fleet and Family Support Center. And they do say if you're in an abusive relationship, you can always contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233. Well, some Citizens Property Insurance customers may have their policies transferred soon. Florida Insurance Commissioner Michael Jaworski signed orders this week to allow private companies to take over another 150,000 Citizens policies. The state wants to depopulate Citizens to reduce its liability. So far this year, the state has approved private insurers to take over about 386,000 policies. These transfers should take effect by Christmas. The private company, if they offer you a rate that is less than 20% above what Citizens' rates are, state law says you have to accept that new policy. The city of Pensacola says the tennis courts at Armstrong Park are going to be closed for a few weeks as they install new pickleball courts. Workers will begin installing those next week. They're expected to be wrapped up by October 20th. The city of Pensacola now reminding residents to leave their recycling cans at the curb for collection. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city is working to pick up all 21,000 of those cans as the city's curbside recycling program ended recently.
A lot of those cans were in garages or at the curb. You know, we did our best. It's always difficult to tell 21,000 people to, with a postcard and social media, you can only do so much.
Reeves says that they've collected just about half of those cans at this point, and they've brought on additional staff and rented trucks to get it all done as quickly as possible. The cans will be kept in storage until the city figures out their next steps for a possible future recycling program. Several people still in the hospital today after a vehicle crash on 98 last night.
We had 6 patients transported. We had one vehicle traveling eastbound on US 98. We had one vehicle that was traveling westbound that began a left turn into this apartment complex here. They collided.
FHP trooper Rachel Rudd talked with Channel 3 yesterday, and 4 people in one vehicle were seriously hurt. That included 2 children and an infant. The driver identified as a 75-year-old woman. Troopers say the 2-year-old boy and the infant were not wearing seatbelts or using any type of child restraints. The driver of the other vehicle was also seriously injured, and a passenger suffered minor injuries. Right now, no word on the condition of anybody involved in that crash. And maybe cheaper to take kids to Disney World next spring. Walt Disney World announcing that they have a new promotion next month with 50% savings on theme park tickets and dining plans for kids ages 3 to 9. Starting November 14th, families can take advantage of that if they buy a non-discounted 4-day package direct from Disney. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. Not showing a lot this morning. Highway 98, right near the Navarre Bridge, both the turn off and the turn up to 87, showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock. Looks like that has been cleared. Avalon and San Jose Street in Milton showing an accident. 29 and Broad Street showing an accident as well, but not showing a roadblock at any of these places. It looks like I-10 and I-110 moving smoothly. And the same thing with 98, even near that accident, near 87. If you have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620. This is brought to you by Indeed.com, who I don't think it matters if it's a woke company or not. Just kidding. He's played a commercial earlier. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. They're great because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. And if you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today with temperatures warming up into the mid to upper 80s, partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 70s. For Friday, 30% chance of rain. Otherwise, temperatures warming up into the 80s, partly cloudy skies. Temperatures Friday night dropping into the 60s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, it is partly cloudy, 73 in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, and 73 in Milton.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, save 35% on New South Window's products and installation.
Deep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Got it.
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watson deep downfield!
Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone! Picked off!
Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
Taxes are too high. Spending is too high. Why did Matt Gaetz join Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and over 200 Democrats in killing the Republican plan to cut Washington spending and strengthen the border? Because Matt Gaetz would rather promote himself than protect taxpayers from runaway government spending. Conservative Republicans had a deal to cut spending by 8% and restore Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. The plan would have protected taxpayers and our borders. But Matt Gaetz killed it. Matt Gaetz spends too much time chasing TV cameras and not enough time working together with conservatives to rein in Washington spending. Call Matt Gaetz at 850-479-1183 and tell him to stop voting with Democrats and start siding with Florida taxpayers. Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Learn more. Visit ATR.org/cutspending.
Your money now this morning. It's a down start for the market here at the opening bell. The Dow's down 1449 at 331506. S&P 500 down 359 at 4260.15. The NASDAQ down 551 at 13228.91. Our 10-year bond rate this morning down slightly at 4.71%. Gold prices today are down 290 at $1,831.90. Silver prices, though, up just slightly at $21.20. And if you're invested in crypto, Bitcoin up $350 today at $27,973.98. Kaiser Permanente employees are still on strike.
pharmacists, optometrists, vocational nurses, x-ray and lab technicians demanding more pay and more staff. 75,000 Kaiser Permanente employees, the biggest healthcare strike in history.
That's NBC's Tom Costello, and negotiations have been going on for months now. Last-minute talks continued all the way through Tuesday night. However, workers ended up walking off the job. Increased sales for hybrid vehicles and trucks have helped Ford Motor Company see a third-quarter sales increase of 7.7%. The automaker says they sold over 500,000 vehicles in the third quarter. That included 21,000 electric vehicles. And Google launching a new smartphone that they say will make greater use of artificial intelligence tech. The Pixel 8 phone that was introduced this week would use a new custom chip with more AI and machine learning capabilities. Google executives say the AI features can help with photography, summarizing web pages, and blocking spam calls. Prices for the Pixel 8 start at $700. It's 8:40, our next news at 9, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, get your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. Local programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR-TV News. Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today's question is, it's a little bit of a thinker, okay? A little bit of a thinker, but I don't mind every once in a while elevating the frivolous topic just a tad.
Right.
Question is, do you care when a movie is based on a true story? Do you care how accurate the movie is? Does it bother you or not bother you if you find out later that the facts are slightly or substantially different, you know, embellished. Whatever. This was a big news story a couple of weeks ago when the Blindside stuff was all happening. Mike Lowe was trying to sue to get emancipated or whatever, or to get out of the conservatorship, and, you know, allegations here and there. And he knew football the whole time. You know, he didn't learn football from the character that Sandra Bullock was based on.
He's been saying that for years.
Yeah, right. So
upset him.
And so does that bother you at all? 437-1620, and particularly if you've got like a movie where you learned that the real life events were not what they were in the movie, and that kind of does bother you like that. You've got one example of one that you dislike that fact for. I'd be curious to know what it is. 437-1620, 437-1620. Does it mess with you, or do you care, really? Do you care if movies are accurate, embellished, changed, based on a true story, totally fabricated, you know, whatever? Does that bother you at all? Candy, do you have a...
Yes, it does. But real quick, there's a cast iron sink eastbound I-10 traveling to northbound 110, like near the spur. So just be very, very careful if you're listening.
Cast iron sink. I recommend you don't run into that. Yeah.
Right. I'm torn between wanting to go get it.
Go get one?
I feel so sick right now. But yeah, golly, it upsets me. And I found, okay, like there's that Titanic movie. Everybody knows, whatever.
Well, in Titanic, like, the passengers were never trapped below decks and died. That didn't happen. The guy the villain, supposedly, who shot somebody and then killed himself, that guy was actually a hero who saved real lives in real life. So,
but there was a lot of stuff. Like, he went into the detail on plates and silverware, but couldn't come up with a real story.
Right,
and, like,
exactly.
Spent that much money on a movie, even though I appreciate it. I appreciate movies. But, yeah, Blindside's another one. The Tina Turner story, I love that movie. What's Love Got to Do with It?
Yeah.
But they kind of paint it, and I hate her loss. I mourn her. But they painted her out to me, this young innocent kid, and like she already had a couple of kids. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like there was a lot in the book. Kurt Loder wrote it with her, and I don't know. Yes, it upsets me greatly, which is
for
stupid.
People who don't know, Kurt Loder was a guy on a TV station that used to exist in Relevance called MTV.
And play music videos. I know he's a great rock journalist, but he's helped write these books. You're a jerk, does it upset you? It upsets me greatly.
I
don't know why.
What I always think is, okay, either the story is amazing, in which case, make the movie about the story, like the story of Devotion, okay, the rescue, you know, the Korean plane movie that just came out recently. You know, make the story basically real. And as far as I know, I think that's basically accurate. Okay. Or don't even say it's based on a real story and just fabricate something. What I'm always bothered by is the stories that are, yeah, they say based on it, which is, you know, based on a true story is the biggest lie Hollywood ever tells. Those five words, right?
Right. Because, like The Strangers.
Yeah. It's meant to make you think, oh, okay, this is
going to happen. Fargo.
And then in reality,
right.
Very, very, very different. The one that, honestly, I was the most bothered by was The Moving Figures. Hidden Figures.
I haven't seen that, and I hear it's amazing.
The movie's great, okay? And it's clearly meant toward a certain point, but most of what that movie either amalgamates or fabricates means that the sort of underlying point about all the oppression and the overcoming and all that, just it wasn't that way. Not at all. So go, you know, I always like to read after based on, I'll go read the Wikipedia article and just see kind of, oh, how bad was this?
You don't think there was quote unquote colored water fountains and,
oh no, there was. I'm just saying that.
I've only seen the trailer, so yeah.
I remember being very disappointed to find out how much of it was inaccurate.
Oh, wow.
You know, okay. And that's and same thing, kind of. I would rather them, but I can appreciate it on its own. I just wish they wouldn't say it's based on a true story. 437-1620, 437-1620. Bunch of texts coming in here. Somebody says, it doesn't bother me. I do not seek truth from Hollywood. Well, aren't you nice?
No, I wish I was like that. I hear you, though. That's right.
Let's see. It is. If it's supposed to tell the real story, then it should tell the real story. See, I have that same view of, like, Bible movies. I hate when Bible movies change the facts because I'm like, first of all, these are well-known stories. Like, we know what the facts are. And then you change them. Why change them? Why make a movie based on the Bible and then you're going to twist it? That's just always weird to me. But anyway, let's see. If it's supposed to tell the real story, then it should tell the real story. Somebody else says, slightly I don't mind, substantially yet does bother me. I'm same. Yeah, a little bit of tweak for, you know, artistic flair or whatever, that doesn't bother me so much. If something is labeled a documentary, then yes, it bothers me. If it is a movie for entertainment based on the facts, that's called artistic license. Somebody says, Inglourious Bastards. Why would that movie?
It's based on World
There's
War
nothing,
II.
Yeah, but like the movie is, like the whole premise of that movie is to give you completely the other outcome and then to show you how satisfying it is to have, you know, vengeance. That's basically what that movie's
right,
all
but
about.
But it's based on, and the same thing with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He did that movie about
Manson stuff.
Man, I was livid.
437-1620. Candy's got traffic on the files. We'll come back to your text in a second.
Great. 29 and Broad Street showing an accident this morning. Kingsfield and Cantonment on Highway 29 showing an accident. Looks like that is open. We did get a call a little earlier. Eastbound I-10 to northbound 110. Cast iron sink was right in the road. So somebody lost some debris in the roadway. Be careful at the spur. And listen, if you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I was reading.
Gotta go get a sink.
I was reading an article about some of these movies, like Cool Runnings.
Right.
Almost entirely fabricated,
right,
other than the one basic premise.
Doesn't that burn your butt?
Yeah,
even
it
though
does.
It was a good movie and gives you hope.
I know, and I want, you know, tell me real life stories that are going to generate hope.
Rocky didn't win in Rocky; he went the distance.
Right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Yeah,
I can get
enough
behind that.
437-1620. The question of the day is: does it bother you when movies are not, when the based on a true story isn't, when it's a lot of embellishment? Somebody says, example, obviously, The Blind Side. Loved that movie. Truly thought it was a true story. If it claims to be true, it should be accurate. It depends on the movie, like Sound of Freedom. I'm sure there are things exaggerated, but the attention it brought to the cause is probably worth it. Somebody says a documentary should be accurate, based on a true story, should be entertaining. It only bothers me when uneducated people assume that it is true, and that's in facts, and that's what they base their knowledge on, rather than going to look up the real story.
That's me.
I understand that, and that's
right.
I know. Part of the challenge as well. Right. It bothers me more when a movie doesn't match the book. Oh, interesting note. Yeah, because a lot of times, you know, it's adapted from the book, but then they change quite a bit.
Sure.
And that's not even an issue of, is the book itself based on a true story? That's just a question of, when the book gets changed to become a movie. Somebody says, no, it's real simple for me. Don't lie to me.
Hey, right?
Okay, I understand that. I'm with you. Bible movies about David and Goliath. I've seen so many where Goliath throws a spear. It never happened. David throws two or three stones. It doesn't happen. That kind of stuff. Yeah, same. I hate Bible movies that change the facts. Like, if the story's worth making, the story's worth making. And if it's not worth making, then make your own story. Somebody says, I loved how Sound of Freedom was true to the teeth. I'm not sure what that means. Without sex scenes, but showing, you know, how easy and unfortunately and how big of a deal that is. So, no, I appreciate that. And what is this about? Gran Turismo. I'm not sure. Anyway, so yeah, that's my general disposition. I'd just rather have you tell me. And like, you know, Titanic gives a different, and people get sued sometimes, you know,
well,
for
sure.
being
I mean,
mischaracterized, their family
I don't
being
care,
mischaracterized.
But it's just like you're going to make this whole story about these people that didn't even,
right.
you know what I mean? But you go down to the detail of silverware. That upset me so much.
Right, exactly.
So mad.
And, it,
stupid,
you know, if you want to ruin your day, go look up all the movies that aren't accurate. And it'll mess up all of the things that you believe about these movies that you fell in love with, unfortunately. Hey, if you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth is fantastic. She and her folks at Leavenworth Realty, they take great care of you. They go out of their way to do extra, whatever needs to be done, because they know that it matters to you. It matters to them. Like, that's kind of their mindset. And, you know, I like to say that Christina has surrounded herself with like-minded and like-hearted people, because I know her heart so well. And I know for, you know, all the years that I've known her, as long as we've lived here, basically, you know, what she's trying to accomplish. And that's just to help people. She loves sitting down, chatting about real estate. You become a client, great. You don't become a client, great. You know, she just likes to inform people and educate them and answer questions. And, you know, you can pick her brain. She's happy to do it. 723-9158. If you need a realtor or just need some input, 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
It's not too late. Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. That's right, loan-free. PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that was fun and could make you money? Find out how today at 10:30 as Emerald Coast Coins talks about how precious metals and metal detectors are a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this today on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Democrats just want to win the next election, and they're trying to do it with ceaseless money printing. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. It is critical to protect your retirement right now with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. There's nothing to buy and no obligation at all. Text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie from 4 till 7 right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Fear not, my syndicated sweetie. You'll be preserved in this Mylar pouch, forever remaining in near mint condition.
I'm going to stay on topic. And I'm going to use Jerry because Jerry's been friend Pat Fees in the past. This is over the past 5 years. Jerry, on his personal residence, has paid $5,777 in property tax. That's a 2012 square foot, four bedroom, two bedroom house. I'm about to give you an example of what I always talk about how new construction pays more. Now, the Legree family lives about a mile away. They've got a house, same four bedroom, two bath. It's 2,055 square foot, very similar house. Same general area. It was built in 2017. It did not pay an impact fee, but over the past 5 years, because of tax assessments, they paid $8,083. So in the past 5 years, that new construction house, and I thought 5 years was a good track record, has paid $2,306 more in property tax. They didn't pay an impact fee, but they're paying more every single year.
Man, I'll tell you, I really appreciate first Edwin Henry and then Sam Parker bringing this up when they're talking about, you know, ad valorem tax, property taxes, and impact fees in Santa Rosa County. Because it's obvious once you realize it, but it's easy to not realize it, that because of the way the limits on how your base value for your home are limited and going up, which is to protect people against being gentrified out of their homes and, you know, buying a home and then suddenly property values go way up and you can't afford the property tax on it. I mean, there's a reason we have the incremental 3% limit on your, you know, your homestead and 10% on other properties. It's to prevent you from suffering the effects of a raging real estate market. I totally get that. But the flip side of that is it creates a situation where people who have been in a home for a long time in a hot market, or at least an escalating market, you know, if the market's growing faster than 3%, and we all know that it certainly was doing that for a long time, then you can have a situation where people are really underpaying their property taxes in comparison with people who buy for the first time, move to the area and buy for the first time, or who build new homes and obviously buy for the first time, that they're going to pay a whole lot more. And so you have this disparity of who's funding the county government. Now, I know somebody's going to be like, well, you know, they knew what the tax was going in. Okay, sure, but that doesn't mean that it's right. You know, give me the argument for why two different people are paying, you know, one's paying, well, in this case, $1,000, and somebody else is paying $1,800 a year. Well, how can you justify that? How can you explain that that's right for the same exact services, for the same exact participation in government? And by the way, that doesn't even get at the issue of, you know, why would a person who buys a house and it's $400,000 and another person who buys a house and it's $800,000, why does the $800,000 pay double? Are they using double the police? Double the roads? Are they using, I mean, honestly, if you can have a long conversation about what would be the fair way to generate revenue for anything. And, you know, I'm very fond of the idea that if you use it, you pay for it. Okay. Because then you can opt out of using it if it costs too much. And that's why sales taxes make sense. If you don't want to pay sales taxes, well, don't buy stuff. You know, like you can adjust your level of purchasing around the fact that something is for sale and you can, or the taxes are. So, for example, you know, honestly, if you really wanted to do a fairer tax in order to raise money for roads, you would just take the cost of your roads every year in the county and you'd divide that by all of the drivers and everybody who's a driver pays the share. You know, maybe you could pay by the mile. That's what a gas tax is supposed to be. But we all know the gas tax doesn't even come close to raising the money needed to repair the roads. So you have money comes from somewhere else to provide for roads. And, you know, look, I understand that somebody might not drive, but they benefit from the truck drivers and the bus drivers, right? Well, they would pay too, and you would pay indirectly as a customer. So anyway, there's a lot of conversation to be had, but I really appreciate this awareness raising that I thought Sam Parker did, that, you know, the old people who have been in the homes for a while are complaining about the new people coming in and wanting them to pay impact fees when they are already paying every year over and over and over again, you know, a new person penalty. And I think I agree with him. I think there's something fundamentally unfair about that. Don't add on. Maybe we should look at an ad valorem cut, you know, at least for the people who are paying more anyway. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
There's a bad accident in P Ridge and Pace right where it meets Milton. It's awful. It is backed up. It looks like westbound almost to Pensacola State Milton campus starting at Chantilly Way. And it looks like it's backed up a little bit eastbound as well. Chantilly Way was backed up northbound, but it looks like people have gone in the other direction. But just very, very slow. And again, most of it is westbound and it backs up, yes, to Avalon now as you're approaching the PSC campus. So avoid 90 if you're going westbound. Maybe take Avalon to go that other route. Use caution there and wherever you are. And if you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Somebody texted me and said, the reason I should get a benefit is because I've been paying for 30 years. I've already been paying taxes. Okay, but you already got 30 years of benefit too. The question is who should pay for the 31st year? Does the fact that you paid for 30 mean you get a, you know, a discount on the 31st year when you're going to continue using the services? No, I mean, I don't see it. Somebody says, what about the big apartment complexes that are exempted? Oh, don't get me started on exemptions. We haven't even talked about that today. All I'm talking about this all day. All the people that we say don't need to pay. Which means that the every person you say shouldn't pay, whatever your category, you're basically saying that a new family buying a home for the first time, they're the ones who should pay. Because they're the ones who wind up paying disproportionately much. All
Are
right,
you going to do this tomorrow, too?
No, we're good.
Jan, you want to sit in for me?
I'm good. I have my day. I have my day. It's
okay,
good enough.
Cool.
Let's see.
I wish.
Will we have impact fees within the next year in Santa Rosa? I don't think so. Will property taxes decline?
Yes.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.